I grew up in a amazing New England town called Waitsfield. If you're familiar with Vermont, it's mid-state, a little bit north, in the Mad River Valley area near Sugarbush Ski Area, near Mad River Ski Area, which is a better ski area than Sugarbush, but I digress. And so I grew up in like this quintessential New England town. We ran from one end to the other. We rode our bikes everywhere. We knew everybody. It was the 70s. It was awesome. It was lots of neoliberals and Goldwater hippies, as my parents called them. And it was just a great place to grow up. And every year, the Mad River ran right through Waitsfield. And the reason it's called the Mad River is because it goes from north to south. I'm sorry, yeah, no, from south to north. So it was the Mad River. And every year they had a fishing competition. And this wasn't like, you know, like hokey fishing competition. This was like real guys coming in. It was all men, of course. Real guys coming in, like Cabela, L.L. Bean head to toe, shit stuck in their hats, the stupid basket, which I've never understood, on their hips. Waiters, the whole nine yards. And so they paid to do it, and they had, you could, if you were a kid, you could enter. So I'm like, cool, and I'm about seven. I have my little brother and my mom, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna do the fishing competition. The reason I wanted to do the fishing competition was because you got $100 if you won and a kick-ass trophy, and I was much more interested in the trophy than the $100, even though that was like $10 million in the 70s. So we signed me up for this thing. I didn't have a fishing pole. So I had like a bamboo rod, and it didn't have the spinny thing on it, and like a string and a real fishing hook. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And I knew about fishing because I'd watched like Tom and Jerry, and you know, I knew what I was doing. So I knew that I had to get worms. So we dug some worms up. And then I hit like my first existential crisis around death as a seven-year-old, because I realized that the worm had to go on the hook. It didn't like crawl out to the end of the fishing pole and down the string like it did in Tom and Jerry. It had to like go through the worm. And I knew that that meant instant death for the worm. And I couldn't do it. So I made my mom do it. And she did. And so then I'm standing on the side of the Mad River with my fishing pole waiting for Moby Dick, because I am winning this freaking contest, right? And then I'm looking, and like all the L.L. Bean dudes are like out in the water. It's like a Legends of the Fall scene, right? They're doing this shit, and you know, and like hats and waders and everything. I'm like, okay, so I need to be in the river, because that's where the fish are. I'm a very bright kid. So I go out in the river. I'm sitting in the river. I got a foot here and a foot on a rock here. I got my pole. The water's sort of coming over and around. My mom's hoping I don't drown. My brother's like, go. And I catch this huge rainbow trout. I know this is a fish story, but this thing was this massive fish, right? And I don't have the spinny thing, so I'm like, pull it in. I grab the thing. Now I'm having my second existential crisis around death at seven, because I realize that in order to win, the fish has to die. That one was easier. I'm like, tough luck. And I, and so, and this man, like all in the Cabela stuff, looks at me. He's like, holy shit. Now, I grew up in a family of cussers, which I consider, so that was no big deal. And my mom's like, yeah. So, and my brother's like circling. So I take my fish, I go over to the stand where the men are, and I'm like, here you go. And the guy looks at me at age seven. Now, Pippi Longstockings is my total hero. So that's like my persona. It's on my arm, everything. But so I go up and I got my thing, and he's like, where'd you get that? Whole Foods wasn't invented yet. So I'm like, in the river. He's like, you caught that? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, really? I'm like, the fuck is wrong with this guy? You know, it's seven. And so I'm like, yeah. So I put it up on the table, and I have the biggest fish by like an inch, okay? I mean, this is a big fish, beautiful, sparkly, pink, all that other stuff, like rainbow trout are. So then, okay, we're good. We're getting to the end of it. And I'm thinking, I won. I have the biggest fish. There's no doubt. I can see the envy in the Cabela men's eyes, you know? And so I got this fish. It's sitting there. And they're announcing the awards, and they hand me this crappy first aid box. It was orange, and a fishing net. And I'm like, trophy, money? No. And I'm standing there, and my brother's like, what the hell? My dad, meanwhile, has come down. My parents owned a huge antique shop in Waitsfield, and I guess word had traveled about the, you know, I was the fish soothsayer or something. And so my dad had come down to see what the hell was going on. I got this big fish. It's dead. I'm like, okay, I'm wet. Let's get the money. And they're like, no. And the guy, I'm like, but I won. And he says, well, no, you're a kid, and you're a girl. Rage with me, people. I mean, you know, so I'm channeling Pippi now. My dad's pissed. My mom's pissed. My brother is sort of interested in the first aid kit, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm like, but I won. I won. I have the biggest fish. That was the only rule. You had to have the biggest fish. And he's like, yeah, but you're a girl and you're a kid. You can't win. And I'm like, no. And I'm thinking, you know, at that righteous indignation of a kid, I'm like, if I just explain it to him again, he'll get it, right? I'm like, no, but I have the biggest fish. This is a fishing contest. If you have the biggest fish, you win. And he's like, no, you're a girl and you're a kid. And now, you know, I'm like this. And so then Mr. Cabela, his second place dude, comes up and he gets this trophy that I just coveted and the $100, which I don't know what I would have done with. And he, you know, they're taking pictures. And I'm like, he didn't win. He didn't win. And they're all looking at me like, would you, you know, my dad, because mom doesn't count now, could you like take your daughter? And he's like, my dad's like, he didn't win. My daughter did. And I'm standing there and I'm like, you didn't win. And the guy is just looking at me. And he's like, it's all right, kid. I'm like, no, it's not. I have a bigger fish than you. And he just looked at me, and I realized they weren't going to do anything. So I threw the first aid kit down. I threw the net down. I grabbed my fish, which I didn't know what the hell I was going to do with because I didn't eat fish. And grabbed it like that, you know, threw that down, grabbed my fish. I think I said, F you as a 7-year-old could. My brother, meanwhile, of course, grabbed the first aid kit and the fishing net. He wasn't going to give that up. And off I went. And to this day, I am still righteously indignant and enraged because for me, fishing was about catching. It wasn't just about fishing. I don't think I've fished since then. So anyways, that's my story.